recruiting a great team. You know, one of the biggest challenges that I hear from agents is that it's hard to find and recruit and hire top-notch team members. On the other hand, some agents seem to have a knack for building a great team that stays with the agency for a long time, and here's the three best ideas I've ever heard. The first one comes from Thomas Intuck. Thomas says that he likes to interview team members when they don't know they're being interviewed. He says if you come in for an interview, people are predisposed to lie. They want to look good. So he says, I go out and go shopping for employees. And he said, for instance, I like Best Buy a lot. He said, but I could do this in any big box retail store. And he says, when I go to Best Buy, I might do this three or four different times in the store, but the first place I go is the electronics section. And he says, I'll be over there shopping around, and sooner or later, somebody from Best Buy comes up to me and says, may I help you? And he said, so I have a three-step interview process. They don't even know that I'm doing. Step one is, do they look professional? You know, is their shirt tucked in, or is their hair combed? Do they look professional? If the person he's talking to passes step number one, he moves into step number two, and he says, they say, can I help you? And he says, no, you know, I'm just looking, you know, I really like technology. I'm not really here to buy anything particular today, but I just wonder, is there anything new? Now, what he wants to see in test number two is, can they emote? Can they show any level of excitement for anything in the store? You know, he'd love them to say something like, oh, yeah, we've got this brand new Fire Stick. It's so cool. Let me show you how it works. Or maybe they would just say, no, you know, it's sort of what you see is what you got. So, if they pass step one, they look professional, and they pass step two, they show some level of excitement for something, he moves on to step number three. And he says, you know, how long have you been working here at Best Buy? And they might say, well, I've been here for 3 years or 4 years. And he says, oh, wow, this must be a really hard place to work. And he says, they will either bitch, moan, and whine, or they'll have a good attitude. And some people say, oh, yeah, it's a pain in the neck. You know, I'm on my feet all day, and customers are always a pain in the neck, and they don't pay me much money. So they bitch, moan, and whine, and that's a deal breaker. Or they have a good attitude. They say, no, I love it here. You know, great products. I like being with people. I love it. So if they pass step one, they look professional. And they pass step two, they can show excitement for something. And they pass step three, they have a good attitude. He then leans in and says, you know, I've really enjoyed chatting with you. You seem to be such a fantastic person. You know, I wonder if you've ever considered a career in the financial world. If you're interested, I'd love to grab your cell phone number and send you a text or send you an email. I'd like to invite you to come in for an interview. So Thomas says, it's just like shopping for produce. You know, if you're in the grocery store and you're looking for a tomato, you pick up the tomato and sort of feel it to make sure it's firm and not too ripe. And he says, it's just like that for me. He says, I go shopping for employees, and it's almost like I'm picking them up and squeezing them to make sure that they're not too ripe or not too green. So the first idea I want to suggest to you is that you go shopping for employees. Go into any big box retailer, and you can try this out. Now, the second idea comes from Tim Harrington. Tim is one of our performance coaches. Now, Tim, in his second year as an agent, and by the way, he started Scratch. In his second year as a Scratch agent, Tim made it to number two in his market area for life insurance. And I heard about Tim, and I heard that he had done it all with the Your World Conversation. And so, of course, I was so excited to talk to Tim, and I said, Tim, congratulations, how'd you do it? He told me the darndest story I've ever heard, and I think this is just brilliant. I said, Tim, how'd you do it? And he said, well, you know, we use Your World and your app as a recruiting tool. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, when it was time for me to hire my first key producer, I had narrowed it down to three candidates. And I was very careful to make sure I told each candidate, by the way, we're a little different from other companies. We help people manage their everyday risk. And if you don't mind, I'd like to show you exactly how we do that. We have this little diagram we draw. We call it the Your World Conversation. And I'm just going to treat you just like you're a customer. And he goes through the complete Your World Conversation. At the end of the conversation, he says to the prospective team member, you know, it's very important we do this for our customers because they always say thank you when we have this conversation with them, and they typically buy more from us, and they typically stay with us much longer. You know, we increase our retention. So I love that as a positioning tool. He is positioning the employment opportunity as a much more exciting opportunity. This is an opportunity to be an advisor, not a pushy insurance salesman, and to hear the word thank you and can I have a copy of that diagram? So step one is he uses it, Your World, as this positioning tool. Then step two, he says to the prospective team member, right after he does the Your World diagram for him, he says, by the way, if you had the proper training, do you think you'd draw that little diagram for our customers? And it looks so easy, they all say, oh, heck yeah, I could do that. And he says, great, do me a favor, pull out your iPhone or your Android. I want you to go to the App Store. I want you to download a free app. It's called the Risk Advisor Mastermind Group. And here's your code for this month. You'll need this little 4-digit code. Now, do me a favor, click on the video training library. Okay, this is Steve Wilmer. He's the best in the world at the Your World Conversation. I'd like you to watch video 1, 2, and 3. It'll take about 30 minutes. And when you come back here next week, I'd like you to do a Your World Conversation for me. Do you think you could do that? And they all say, heck yeah. So candidate number one called Tim the next day and said, Tim, I'm sorry, I don't think this job's for me. He said, no problem. I don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste mine. Candidate number two came in a week later. He had watched the videos, but he really underestimated how much practice it takes to be good at the Your World Conversation. He got lost. He forgot where he was going. It was just terrible. Tim said he almost was in tears. It was so bad. Candidate number three came in. He watched the videos. He had practiced the Your World Conversation several times on his wife. He even built his own little cheat sheet. When he came in, he knocked it out of the park. And Tim said, I hired candidate number three. And candidate number three took me to number two in my market area for life insurance. So I think that's such a brilliant idea. I call step two of his process the crystal ball, because I will guarantee you, if a prospective employee can watch a video and practice Your World and then come in and do it for you, I will guarantee you they're going to be a happy, productive team member. They're going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a lot of money. They're going to enjoy being thanked and have people ask them for a copy of the diagram. You know, morale will be great. So I encourage you to try out Tim Harrington's strategy. Step one, use Your World as a positioning tool. Step two, use the app really like an assessment to see if that prospective employee is capable of learning a conversation and then doing it for you. Now, the third idea I want to share comes from an agent named Mark Schlegel. And Mark says that they get a lot of their prospective team members, they have an ad they run on Craigslist. And he says it's very important to run the right type of ad. And he says we want to attract young, vibrant people, you know, that person right out of college that's trying to really make it in their career. And so we run an ad that talks about our paid internship. And he says the word paid internship is critical because that means that you're young and you're just starting out. You know, you'd be willing to take on this new opportunity. Maybe you're going to make a little bit less money as an intern, but it's an opportunity to get started. So I think that's so smart. You know, all these college students, they don't really know, many of them don't know what they want to do when they get out. Lots of them are looking for that first break, that paid internship that they can put on their resume and use to grow their career. So I think that's a brilliant technique. So Mark, thanks so much for sharing that. Now, I hope you guys will put these three ideas to work in your agency. If you do, I know that you'll find and recruit and hire a great team, a team that can help you achieve every goal you have. So good luck as you embark on this journey, and please keep me posted. I'd love to hear how this works for you. You're welcome to email me. I'm bill@billwhitley.com, or feel free to call me, 704-996-2800. Thanks so much. I can't wait to hear from you.